You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Hello, and you're very welcome to You're Grounded with myself, Emma Doran, and my wonderful co-host.
Ella, sorry. Oh. Are you going to make me say it this time? Well, last week I didn't have to say it.
I know, I just thought I'd met. Not,
Ella Doran.
Switch it up, keep you on your toes.
Okay, try again. Retake.
Hello, you're very welcome to You're Grounded with myself, Emma Doran, and my lovely co-host,
Ella Doran.
Hello, Ellie. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
It's good to be here.
Now, last week, I forgot, and you forgot, tell each other about something that the other one doesn't know. Yes. We'll have to get that snappier. Tell me something I don't know.
I got a text from my friend.
No.
That was like, you forgot the tell me something you don't know bit of the... It was like...
Oh, really?
You forgot the you don't know bit from the... It was like, you didn't do the I don't know thing from the thing in the podcast. But for some reason, I like...
Jesus, this is a very long text.
I know. For some reason, I misread it. And I thought that she meant like, you talked about something you didn't know.
Who? What was the name of this friend that texted you?
A name drop. But I was getting real nervous. I was like, oh my God, I've said something about someone. And I've like messed up. And she was like, no, I just meant like the segment that you said you'd do every week. You forgot. I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Fair play to
She's
her.
Right.
She's right. We forgot it.
Yes, we did.
So we're going to start with it this week.
Yes. You go first.
I'll go first. Because now we've just.
Age for beauty and all that.
Here we go again. Age for beauty. Right. So we were just out for dinner.
Yes, correct.
We went out for dinner with Margie and James, my parents. Mm. So in my family, in our family, no one calls anybody by titles. Everyone just calls everyone by their name.
Which I started, really.
Which you started. So basically what happened, Ella was the first grandchild. I was living at home with my mum and dad. Vibes.
And it was a choice.
It was a choice. It was planned. And you heard everyone calling me Emma, so you called me Emma. Well, you called me Mama and sometimes Emma, but a lot of the time Emma. And you called everyone else by their names. So then everyone just started calling everyone by their names.
Well, I don't think I really liked the whole like, different people get to call different people different things. I'm like,
okay,
I'll call you.
And you see, another part of that was you, like I did as well, you had delayed speech when you were growing up, as did I. So it was kind of that thing of like, if you said anything that made any sense, people were just like, oh yeah, fair play to you.
We'll do it, yeah.
Yeah. Because you remember a couple of your little words? Used to call caterpillars cacopokies.
Yeah, pretty clear, I think.
Cacopokies. We used to call my brother Simon Ma'a and then Salmon for a while. Call him Sam.
Salmon's a good one.
Do you know what? I was in a different situation to you. I had two older brothers and I had the delayed speech. And like a lot of things I just would say arseways. And I used to call Joe... Do you know Joe Duffy? Do you? Or are you just saying...
No, I know Joe Duffy. Yeah.
You know Joe Duffy?
Not personally, like...
No, I didn't know if you were doing that thing.
I've like, him a few times.
Just no, I think Joe. Of like, maybe if I just make a noise, the person will question me
everyone,
further.
Yeah,
oh, okay, cool.
That's...
What?
You know my Tom Duffy.
Oh, your cartoon,
my cartoon character.
Okay.
Yeah, named after Joe Duffy.
Okay, grand. Well, Joe Duffy, I don't know if it's the same, but it used to be on his radio show, it would start off going, Joe Duffy. And we're in the back of the car. And I'd say that for my brothers and they'd laugh and they'd get me to do it again and do it again. And I thought I was a comedy genius. And really why they were getting me to do it again and do it again is because I was saying Joe Duffy. I wasn't saying Joe Duffy. And my parents let it go on. But anyway... Why, where are we going with this? Oh yeah, we went out for dinner.
I was going to say, I hate when I have to call you ma'am in texts and stuff.
Oh yeah, or in front of other people sometimes.
No,
you go,
no, it's in text if I'm talking about you. Because you know, I'm always texting.
Oh,
people
to
talking.
Other people, yes. You're bitching about me.
Yeah,
bitching behind my back. Yeah, okay, cool. No, like, I bitch about you too. It's absolutely grand.
I meant okay. Well,
I just say Ella's studying again. Nerd.
Well, I just meant like, oh, I was doing so and so with my mom today. Blah blah blah.
Oh yeah.
But I constantly write man by accident because the M and the N are so close together. So I'm like, oh yeah, I was just having dinner with my man. And people are like,
because you're not used to calling me man.
No, it's just a typo thing.
Sometimes people ask me, do I mind? And I'm like, no, not like, why would I mind? I don't need a title.
Oh yeah, people in school be like, is that not real? Like, disrespectful. Like,
distractor. Distractful, yeah. Like, I know, some people think to me,
never
say,
a disrespect thing for me.
People like, say to me, they wouldn't say, she didn't being disrespectful.
Neither of us can say disrespectful.
She a little bitch, is she? I'm like, no, I just, it's the way it worked out. But yes, we went out for dinner with Marjorie and James, my parents, because Ella, the big old nerd vibes.
Embarrassing.
Gosh. Well, tell us, what was it?
Just last week.
Oh, here we go. Modesty. Little old me, brainiac.
Just a little search for leaving search from the school.
From the college?
Mm.
Scholars, was it? Scholars,
entrance scholar thing. We get above. Say it again. Points. Entrance scholar thing.
Oh yeah.
Did I say it wrong?
No, I just didn't hear you. Okay. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it was just a little certificate.
And you had a little ceremony thing.
Mm.
And basically, what happened was I was going, and then you went down to Marjorie and James's house, and you started talking to them about it. They're like, "Yeah, great, we'll go." So yeah. I lost my place. So now I look like one of those mas that's like not involved in your life, not rocking up to the college. She brought the grandparents.
I never explicitly invited you. I told you about it.
When I said I'm putting it in the calendar.
Yeah, but that's not, you just presumed.
Sorry. Somebody comes up to you, tells you about a thing.
Yeah.
When it's on, what time, what it is. They say I'm putting it in the calendar. Sorry, I thought it was a date.
I didn't think, with my man, I didn't think that I...
You didn't think he invited me?
No.
Fucking hell.
I apologise, Emma, I'm sorry.
I was grand. I let the grandparents
Hopefully if there's another thing like that, you'll be invited.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I was like, oh, go on, let the grandparents at it because, go on, take a big slurp, you drink a big slurp, and come on, slurps. No, I said, oh, I'll let the grandparents go off now and do it because like they kind of missed out and all that stuff with the lockdown and whatever. What? Yeah. You giggling at?
Nothing.
Are you taking the piss out of
no,
me?
No.
You better fucking not
no,
be.
No, I'm not.
I ground you. So I said, grand, yeah, go on. You go off with them. And then they wanted to take the two of us out to dinner tonight.
Well, originally it was me. Just me. And then they were like, oh, we'll invite Emma as well.
It felt a bit like that always. Because I certainly didn't get, what was it, 600 and... Oh, modest to Molly. I got 335 in my leaving.
Do you still remember the amount?
I do. Well, it was kind of a significant time for me. There was a lot going on. I actually don't know why I remember the amount. I think it was whatever I wanted. Could you stop caressing your glass, please? I'm actually, yet again, getting to a bit of an emotional moment here. And you're there stroking a pint glass. No, I think what happened was at the time, it was just, I don't know, like borderline of just what I needed or whatever, you know. Kind of,
it always is. It's always, borderline. For everybody, it's always borderline.
Borderline, yeah. So we went out for dinner with them. It was very nice. We're not long back, actually, are we?
No.
Maybe about, I don't know. Half an hour, 20 minutes.
On that grind.
So that's what I was trying to say. Basically, all I was trying to say was we went out for dinner with Marjorie and James.
Was that your tell me something I don't know?
No. Okay. Well, you started that
like it was a tell me something I don't know. And no, I was like, where is she going with this?
No, we're only a couple of minutes in. It's grand. Okay. It's absolutely grand. Okay, so tell me something I don't know. Do you want to go first or will I go first?
No, you go first.
Okay. So, okay. All right. Here we go. The night you were conceived, right? I'm joking.
Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties.
I'm joking.
Imagine.
18 producer. I'm joking. What are you winding up? No. So do you remember when you were imagine I did.
Now I'm on giggle. Like I'm all like nervy. I know.
No. Right, do you remember it's not big. What's wrong?
It's good. Nothing.
It's not even big. So do you remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about me and Shane that when you were younger you used to have this thing of you'd be asleep in the middle of the night and you'd fall out of your bed. Mm. And we'd have to like, me or him would go up and like pick you back up and put you into your bed. Mm. Sometimes when I used to go upstairs and I'd look into your room, you'd have fallen on the ground. Mm. I wouldn't bother putting you back in. I'd just be too tired and I'd just leave you there.
Yeah, that's understandable.
I felt bad about it. But it's not that bad, is it?
No, it's grand.
And you didn't know. Well, you didn't know it.
But like when I woke up, I felt like, oh, my mother doesn't love me. But like, I'd wake up in the cold ground and be like, mother doesn't love me. Mother doesn't love me.
But sometimes but I would have
that like. God,
sometimes I would have picked you up off the floor a few times. I'm just like, oh, for fuck's sake! You just like I don't know what you were doing in your sleep. I think I always used to imagine that you were having a dream about rolling down a hill or something, and you were just.
So you're like, oh, she's happy down there, like she's achieved her dream goal. Yeah. What kind of, like, you just thought all my dreams were me rolling down a hill.
Well, you were just rolling out of the bed a lot. You were just one of those very active sleepers. But that's it, nothing big, just sometimes didn't bother to pick you back up. Some, the odd time.
Wow.
Pads were back.
For 7 years, yeah, that's where back.
I know, I said the odd time I didn't pick you back up.
I know, understandable. Understandable.
So have you anything to tell me?
Understandable. That kind of jogged
vibe.
Sorry, that was really hard. Fuck me.
Go on.
It just kind of jogged my memory. Do you remember when Twiggy got pregnant?
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
So sorry, Twiggy's our dog. Twiggy's not my mate or something. Do you remember when Twiggy got pregnant? The way you said that was real gossip, girl. Come here, will I tell you? Do you remember when Twiggy got pregnant? Well, I tell you.
Do you remember, there was this little, for the listeners, this little Jack Russell that would follow Twiggy around. And
yes.
Would, like,
when she was in heat.
Yeah, and would occasionally go for the little hump, but like, didn't go.
Yeah.
Didn't go for it. Like, would follow them on all their walks or whatever.
Yeah.
But wouldn't go further than that.
Yeah, so basically what happened was we were meant to get the dog. We had this dog, Twiggy. We still have her.
Had this dog, Twiggy.
We were meant to get her neutered or whatever. And we're like, oh yeah, no, we must get that done. And I was pregnant at the same time. And then she was already in heat. And we're like, oh, fuck. So you have to, I don't know how long, but you have to wait until they're finished that to go and get, they can't get neutered while they're in heat. Maybe they can be, maybe. But go on anyway.
But yeah, so like the dogs would like, they were like, you know, doing a line, they were hanging out.
Yeah, we'd bring her out for a walk and he'd kind of follow us around. But like, as long as somebody had her, it was fine. Give me this toy and tell me what happened.
Sorry, I'm just a fidgeter. Yeah. Me and my friend were like she wanted a dog.
She wanted a dog. I was going to say, does this friend's name begin with A? But they all bloody began with A.
Like, so she wanted a dog as well.
Is it the one who I think it is?
Yeah, she wanted a dog.
Right.
And she was like, oh, we should like let Twiggy out when he's out as well. And like, just like, you know.
Are you joking me now? Are you actually joking me?
I was like, yeah, okay. I didn't really understand what she was saying. I was like, yeah, okay.
Are you joking me?
And then I ran into the room and was like, the dog's bums are stuffed together.
Are you joking me?
And then there was 5 puppies. She didn't even get one of the puppies in the end. Like, her mum didn't want a dog. But,
is that what happened? Are you joking me? Are you only telling me this now?
I know, I'm joking. That's not... That's not true. That's imagine if it was though.
I don't, but like, the way you were telling me, no, like, that's totally something she would say to you. Come on, not, I want a dog.
No. No, it's not true.
I was just like, yeah.
I know.
I had a baby.
No, April Fools. We didn't know. We didn't know what was going on.
Is that it?
Pranked you. Yeah.
Oh my God.
My tell me, my like, I had one in my head, but it was a bit boring, so I was like, oh, let's make up one. And then you tried to get me with the night you were conceived, so you were really eyeing for it, like.
Okay, fair. I have to recover after that now.
In the end.
I totally believe that. Okay, well played. It does make up for all the little pranks I do on you.
Mm.
I liked the one there a few months ago when I climbed into your bed. That was a good one, wasn't it?
That scared me so much.
The best thing about it, so what happened was Ella went into the bathroom during the night, like not the middle of the night, like 4:12. And as a little, look at your face, your terror face, as I said, I got into Ella's bed while she's in the bathroom. And I was like, oh, this will be funny. I'll just be in her bed like, oh, hey, I'm just here chilling out. Like, what's the gas with you? So I don't know whether you ended up, I can't remember whether you ended up having a shower or you were like doing, like curling your hair or something. You were doing,
I was washing my face, like, yeah, washing tea, getting ready for bed, like.
Yeah.
Probably got like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I started getting a bit bored. And then I went under the covers and I was like, oh God, I'm feeling a little bit snoozy now. And I was like, no, I'll wait until she comes back in. So I was under the covers and you got into the bed and I kind of forgot about it. And then you were coming in. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll hide now. And I was like, oh, she must know I'm here because I'm under the duvet.
I just all of a sudden noticed that there's a lump in my bed.
But I don't think that registered with you because when you pulled back the blanket and you saw me, your face, it was just pure horror movie. You were just like, I actually, to be honest, I'll tell you the truth about it now. I actually felt bad at the time because you were so scared. Like, it was just pure terror in your face. I was like, oh, maybe I taken it too far.
I'm actually such a scaredy cat though.
You are.
Like, people, like, one of the girls at work will come up to me and she's like, boo, and I'll be like, I'll like jump, like I'll physically jump.
Yeah, you're one of those people.
Yeah, or like someone will come up behind me and be like,
although,
terrified.
Yeah, I'm easy enough to scare. Shane is hard, so when I get Shane good, I'm pretty happy with myself. Mm. But I suppose I should probably just,
do you have a baby powder gate?
When we attacked you with baby powder.
Yeah, that was also really scary.
Ella, look.
I was like seven.
Ella, there were different times then, okay? People attacked their kids with baby powder, okay? Just
don't give anyone any more context.
Okay. People jumped out from behind doors with baby powder and squirted in their kids' face. That's what we did then, okay?
This is before Brexit,
okay? This is very different.
Before you could download FIFA on the TV. You needed other ways to entertain the kids.
So come here. Because you said to me before we started this episode, you were like, what are the topics this week? Do you remember last week?
Curious.
You keep your nose out of my goddamn business.
Curious about what we'd be talking about. I think it's a pretty general.
Curiosity killed the cat, Ella.
Satisfaction brought it back.
Okay, this week's topic, remember we were saying last week, I was going to ask, you ask me and you, for fuck's sake, you ask me and I ask you how you are finding transitioning into this new chapter of your life.
Don't title the podcast episode that.
No, it's something snappier, but basically so, right about the same time-ish, I quit my job and I went full-time.
Funny person.
Full-time funny person. And you finished school in the May, but you did your leaving, got your results, and then you were starting college. Mm. So how are you finding the change from secondary school to college? If you say grand, I'm going to actually punch you in the face.
Haven't said a word.
Can I have a little sip of that, actually?
No.
Thanks.
I just said no. What the fuck? Yeah, no. Grand.
It's a big change.
Mm. Well, it's different because you're not in there like 9 to 2:30 or whatever.
Mm.
and I'm in work as well, so your schedule is all a bit wibbledy wobbledy.
You're a working girl now and
working 9 to 5.
You're working part time.
I've never worked 9 to 5 in my life. But
you are you said that, it's like you're 18, there's loads of time. So you are
5 till 3. That's more what
you're
it's
working
like.
Part time and you're in college.
Yes, correct. Pass.
But when you finished school, like obviously you had the mates in school or whatever, but I was excited for you starting college because I was like, oh, hoping that you'd meet like, you know, different people.
Yeah, you
and
don't like my friends at the moment.
No, but I think it's
bad
good.
Bunch.
Bad bunch. A bad bunch.
My friends.
A bad bunch of high achievers. No, I mean, just meet different people from different places or whatever. Mm. And also, I was hoping that you'd have a bit of a social life. I mean, I think your social life's gotten pretty good now since you started in college, hasn't it? She doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, well, I have a solid 2 friends in college. Just the same as secondary school, just transferred over to a...
No, but you have friends from work and stuff as well, yeah. And going out and doing stuff.
Mm. Why are you looking at me like that?
Just trying to get a bit of gossip out of you.
No, I enjoy college. I enjoy the... I enjoy how it's not so regimented.
Were you a bit freaked at first?
No.
No? I'm trying to remember how I felt now.
I'm pretty go with the flow. People might not think that about me, but I'm actually like...
Yeah. I thought, were you telling me there was some sort of speed... It wasn't speed dating, but it was a friend thing?
Oh, at some point in Freshers Week, I can't remember.
Yeah. Or were you lying to me? Was it a speed dating thing? You were like, oh, is it a speed friending event?
No. Well, like, I had no trouble. I still do occasionally just go to shit by myself, like...
Yeah. I think you're good for doing all that kind of stuff.
I'm pretty happy to be to go places with like just me. Be like, I'll meet people there.
Go and suss it out and see what the story is. And what about? Yeah, because you know, I remember I was saying to you there the other week. I did a gig in Maynooth College, and the last time I'd done one there. No, it was before lockdown. It was like a good few years ago, but I do remember being an enjoyable gig or whatever. Mm. And the gig I did there a few weeks ago, it was grand, but it wasn't really that enjoyable because the thing was there was people in the audience that I'll be honest, a lot of the young men in the audience kept like shouting up, but it wasn't even like good heckling where if somebody says something funny, they just say something in the middle of a joke. So like I was talking about like, oh, I was coming in here this evening, I was driving in and then just some fella goes, women drivers. I was like, okay, like there was a lot of that. But then I was like, afterwards, I was like, oh, these are, you know, a lot of these people are people that spent the last couple of years in lockdown and now are like
out
and in college and like meeting loads of people and stuff. It's a complete change.
Mm. Yeah, for a lot of people it will be, yeah.
So you're not going to give me any gossip about college?
I don't have anything, any gossip to share.
Okay.
I'm just a...
Fine.
I'm sorry.
No, you do seem to be having a great time, though.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just like living your life and all.
Hashtag living.
Okay, she's not going to give me anything. Well,
I don't know what you want me to give you. Like, I go,
no, nothing.
I go in at 9, have my German class, go over to the James Joyce Library, do my readings, see a friend for coffee, come on home on my scooter,
scoot, scoot,
have some dinner. I live a very
yeah. Well, it's now when I'm thinking about it, transitioning from working full time to comedy. What could I tell you? What would you like to know? Were you surprised when you heard I was quitting my job?
I was like about fucking time, like.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Obviously. Like the whole time we're like, oh, I hate this, blah, blah, blah. I want to quit, blah, blah, blah. I'm so excited to quit, blah, blah, blah.
I'm sorry, I thought you
and
meant.
You like on your.
Like your intuition, you were like.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay.
obviously. But like, and you like during lockdown especially, I think I realized how much you didn't give a shit about it, because you were like, you just had like your laptop up and you were like doing your workout, doing your clean, and like, that's when you really excelled at your job, I think.
I really did.
Where you didn't have to be in the office.
See, I really don't like being in an office. I really, I'm sorry, I'm actually need to sit
like it's
now.
Mine. It has my name on it. Now a bit of back spit in it as well, thanks.
Has Copperberg on it. Yes, no, do you know, I just hate being in an office. And I always found, even with that job that I was doing, so why can't they clear my throat? I was a copywriter. I was like, you know, writing ads or whatever. Yeah. So I even feel like with a, if you're doing writing in a job, you don't need to be there the whole time. It's just,
it's you were a quick little writer as well, weren't you?
I was a quick little writer. It's just unnecessary though, because sometimes you could be, you don't have to be sitting at a desk to be writing something. Okay, like actually to do the final product or whatever, you do have to sit down at some stage and write. But I just didn't, yeah, I just don't like being in an office. I didn't like that we had to be in work every day until 5:30. And then, no, loads of people I worked with I really liked and stuff. And like, I mean, it wasn't the worst of jobs now. I mean, really, you know, because sometimes I get to do like sketches with the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Name drop.
And whatever. So that, you know, there was bits you could do to kind of like, you know, break up the day or whatever. But no, I don't think an office job is for me. And then, yeah, it was just... being at home then, I was just like, oh yeah, perfect. But like, I never wanted to be in that office. And I remember somebody saying to me before lockdown, they were like, oh, would you not ask them if you could work from home? And I was like, I don't think they would go for that. And I don't think they would have actually, because I don't think anyone really worked from home then. But yeah, I think during lockdown, I was like, oh, do you know what? I'm just going to quit my job. Because I think
there was a lot of like, oh, I'll hold out until...
May, by the house,
I'll hold out until June, I'll hold out until July, I'll hold out until August.
Yeah, I think it's just that thing of like, if you, when you have a job, when you're an employee somewhere, at least you know that you have something coming in once a month. And then if you work for yourself, well, you just have to like do it yourself. So, and then it was a kind of a, I suppose, a security thing with comedy, because then you could always say, I'm working or I have a full-time job, so I can't
come to Galway on a Tuesday evening.
Yeah, or not even that, or you could kind of let yourself off, like if you, say, felt like you hadn't had a new sketch or a new gag in a while or whatever. But it was actually, in a way, I hadn't had time like that in so long. I can't remember the last time I had time to just, because obviously I was at home with the boys before I was in that job, well, you know, for a couple of years while they were young. But when they're young, it's hard to do stuff, like creative stuff during the day. When you're looking after like a baby and a toddler, you can't, like you can, but it's hard. But then when I was working from home, and they were like in school, oh my God, game changer.
So much time.
That was like the dream. Because like, I'm not, who's going to send me an ad at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning? Do you know what I mean? But I remember I used to drop the boys to school and I'd walk back home and the lollipop man would say to me, I nearly kicked him in the face one day. He'd say, oh, back home to put the feet up. And yeah, it was partially true. But don't you be getting up and be business, lollipop man. You're going home as well. Do you know what I mean?
He's actually a traffic steward, is what his...
We call him the lollipop man. We call him the lollipop man, which doesn't even mind. But yeah, no, I was... I'd say it was more scared than you going into college. Yeah, definitely. But I'm so glad I did now. Like... I don't know why I was waiting for so long, but...
Do you have any gossip? What about your gossip from moving from working for a business to work from home? What about your gossip, Emma?
The gossip?
Yeah, you wanted gossip from me.
Okay. Okay, well, Goss. I have talked about this before, right? But the full story was, basically what happened was, I went and did a comedy thing, right?
Oh, yes.
And I asked, I said it to my manager, I'm going to do this thing, would that be okay? You know, with another media company. And he said, yeah, no problem. And then the big manager saw it. And they had a meeting with me, the manager, and them. And they were saying to me, you need to get clearance to do that. But the thing that annoyed me about it was, I cleared it with my manager, but they never piped up and said,
she cleared it with me.
She cleared it with me. They never like stuck up for me.
It's always good when the person kind of above you doesn't stick up for you. Like,
but there was no reason for them not to. They wouldn't have, like, they could have just said, oh, sorry. No, like, she said it to me.
Yeah. I hate people.
So
like that.
That was kind of like,
I hate people.
It was
like
such
that.
It was such a small thing, but that was like, I just went, oh, you know what? So it wasn't even the big person, because I didn't really have any dealings with them. Yes. Or whatever.
Yes.
And the other person would have been like, say at the weekends, or like, you know, they'd be like, oh, any plans the weekend? I'd be like, oh, I'm going blah, and I'm doing a gig. And when I started there, they would have known that I
were gigging. Yeah,
I was gigging. I did stand up. You know, that's how I started doing the bits on the breakfast show. So it was more that manager. It wasn't even a case of sticking up for me. It was just a case of them saying, oh, I, you know, she actually cleared up with me. So I just like went, fuck that. It had been in my head, but it just went. Because I don't know, would you notice this sometimes? I can be a bit spontaneous. That's not a trick question. I wondered if you had noticed it as a child of mine.
No, not really, because you're thinking about something for like months and months, and all of a sudden you'll do it.
It's
not really spontaneity, because you've been thinking about it for ages.
But then, true.
It's like someone's like at the like precipice of a cliff for like a
year. Oh, pop off, precipice. I do psychology in UCD. Precipice.
Sorry, that's the edge of a cliff.
It's an edge of a cliff, guys. Okay?
Sorry, guys.
Don't DM me. I can't control it. Okay. Okay, it's an edge of a cliff, guys. Okay.
Precipice.
I'm actually so sorry about that. Go on, Annie.
Fuck you. No, you don't need to hear my great analogy.
No, go on. What are you slagging? Go on.
Like, yeah, it's like you're at the edge of a cliff and you're camping out there for a year.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're just like, jump.
Yeah, I think, that's very true, Ella. Well done, yeah. It's something I think about. And then I just decide when I've made the decision, then you're done. I'll be spontaneous with small things in life, but not usually like big decisions like that. But once I make a decision, I'm like,
I'm the same.
That's it. I think I think we're lucky that's the way we are. I don't usually think about decisions after they're made. Really. Although, to be honest, when I quit the job, I actually did it at a good time, because I did have work coming in, so I kind of knew I had bits and bobs. But even still, you'll have stuff coming in, or
it's
you
never
might
going to be the perfect time. Like,
no, that. You kind of are, you know, you kind of are seeing how it goes month to month. You don't, you know, you can kind of have an idea, but you don't really know. Or you might know that you've things coming up, but you don't know until it's in your account, like, really, whatever. Yeah. But so it's all going good, and I was feeling good about it. And I shared it online, which is something that I usually wouldn't do about stuff, because it's not that I'm not a private person in real life. So if somebody asks me something, I'll tell them, like, I don't really care. But I'd be like a little bit more private online, because I feel like if I'm going to say stuff, it's not just my privacy, it's the people around me, it's their privacy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if I'd be saying, you know, just like things that wouldn't solely be just about me, it might be about like what my family are doing, whatever, I'd be a bit more like sketch. But anyway, I put up online about that I quit my job and whatever. And I usually would not do things like that. But I did feel like I was taking a big kind of
leap
of faith or whatever. And yeah, sometimes I get weird about putting stuff like that up online, you know, like stuff that, I can hear you messing with the mic, stuff that isn't like purely just videos for the laugh. You know, the way if I put up something and it's like, I feel like it is just something to go like, attention, please. I feel guilty doing that unless I've like made a video and I'm giving people like a laugh or whatever. I'm kind of like, oh, this is a bit whatever. Anyway, I put it up because I think I was feeling a bit like, ooh, leap of faith. And then it was all good. But then when January came around, I was like, oh. I was like, what am I doing? But then it was a couple of weeks into January then. It was fine. I had just forgotten that January is quiet.
Yeah.
Because the way I am, it kind of like, once it gets the 2nd of January, I'm like, okay, I'm good to go. Mm-hmm. Why isn't everyone else back on their emails? Like, everybody else has a life, Emma. They have a life. Okay, they're not a big loser checking their emails all the time. So that was the only thing. But I think that was just because of lockdowns and stuff like that as well. I was probably more, oh, crap, what have I done? But
it all worked out.
I just thought it was, I wouldn't say funny, but I just thought it was for like me and you, and then obviously all of us moving into the new house and stuff. I just thought it was like
a lot of change,
and then it should be quiet for ages, and then there'd be something else. Then you'd be graduating from college, you'd be paying rent and everything. You'd be paying rent to me. Would you like that? Paying rent. You'd be driving. Then you'd be driving me around place. You'd be picking things up for me. I can't wait now. You're finished college in a couple of weeks. That'd be great for me now.
Why?
Childcare.
What are you saying? Chaka.
Childcare.
Child. I couldn't sound like you were saying chock. I was like, Chaka. She's actually having a stroke over there.
No, but a lot of change. But change is good, isn't it? But I'm old. I'm
made for change.
You're made for change. It's all about change at you. I'm old and crusty and
your words, not mine.
Yeah, I'm old and crusty. So, but anyway, all I'd say is,
so do you want me to like go out more, or
do I want you to go out more? Yeah, it's not that I want you to go out more. I want you to give me some juicy, scandalous, salacious gossip.
Salacious?
No.
Salacious. Precipice. Salacious.
Precipice. No, I just mean, I don't like gossip. I don't mean gossip like that's bad for people or stuff. I just mean a bit of juicy goss.
You never think my goss is good.
You never think my gas is goosey.
You never think my gas is
You know, I don't mean mean stuff about people. I just mean a little bit of gas.
You never think it's goosey, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I have very high expectations. Very high nobody expectations. Has the kind of level of gossip that I want.
The goosey gas.
Anyway, I'm delighted to see you in college. I think it's great. After watching you kind of doing all your Zoom classes for the leave. Oh, yes, and
it's great. Like, we had like peer mentors who were like second years in our course, and they were giving us like tours of the campus. But of course, the first time they had been campus was like a week ago, so they were giving us a tour.
Yeah,
they had been like on, I think they had the opportunity to go to like one tutorial in like November or something, but apart from that, they hadn't been on campus.
So
it was like,
they knew you better.
So they're all kind of like, they're all like, oh, they're in second year, but they feel like they're in first year.
Yeah.
And like psychology in UCD is only a 3-year course. So if you started in the first year of the pandemic and you're in third year now, like that's.
You're done.
You didn't. Yeah, exactly. You're done. Yeah. And like third year is like dissertation and stuff. So like you've missed.
Yeah. No, I'm just, I'm delighted for you that you're in.
Oh yeah, me too.
You're getting to go in and you're getting to, you know, have a job, and like hopefully that, like, we'll be paying rent soon and everything, but like No, I'm delighted that you, because that's all part of it as well. Like, I remember I was saying to you, like, I was had a job when I was in fourth year. But it's just nice to feel like, you know, kind of independent and doing your own thing. And because I think even more so now, it's a big leap from going to secondary school to college. But it's great you're well able. Look at you.
I do love the odd. I do like the job, in fairness.
Yeah.
I like people.
Scarlet.
I know. I like the odd chat. Some of the time.
Yeah. I know, but the job is, you see, like, those kind of jobs actually that are, you're like constantly on the move and whatever are much easier to me than office jobs.
I'd rather be working somewhere there than be working in an office.
Yeah.
Who knows, but.
Who knows? As long as you can afford to kind of look after me. As
put you in the home, 40. Yeah.
Well, no, I'll be living here, but
put
I just.
Put you in the home, yeah.
Well, they no, must, I'll be must, staying. I don't think you're going to get away with,
like, middle-aged homes.
When you're going to diagnose me for something and just put me in a home.
That won't be necessary.
You'd have to pay for the home, though.
Well, just, I'll,
might as well just leave me here. It'd be cheaper for you to just leave me.
I'll go into the home and be like, she's a comedian. And they'll let you right in.
Right.
They'll let you right in.
Thanks, Ella. Anyway, it's grand, but as long as you know that I'm retiring in the next 5 years and you're my pension, so. Anyway, listen.
No pressure.
Thanks for listening this week to Your Grounded. If you could rate.
Wait, review, subscribe. Comment,
if you
could, like.
Yeah, if you have a chance. If you find yourself.
Rate, review, subscribe.
In a waiting room. Subscribe. And you're trying to look like you're busy. That's something you can do. Do you ever get that? Where you're like, Jesus, I wish I had someone I could phone right now. But it's like 11 o'clock in the morning and everyone's in work.
I don't think I've ever had the desire to phone someone.
Oh, no. Oh, well, look, maybe we should talk about that, why your generation can't make phone calls. I love phone calls.
I had someone being like, oh, like, phone call. I'm like, no. No.
Love an L phone call. I was saying goodbye, wasn't I?
Even a voice message.
Hi, Ella. It's your man. Hi, Ella. It's your man.
It's your man.
It's your man. If you could, yes, if you have a little moment to yourself, if you could
subscribe,
that'd be great.
I'd like someone to do a review that just says.
Thanks very much for listening. We really appreciate it. I hope this episode found you well, and we'll be back again next week. Would you like to say goodbye, Ella?
Bye bye.
Bye.